Show.
Thank you. Great to be here. Great to be here. Very excited.
Now, you're playing for charity today?
I am. I'm playing for a wonderful charity that I started. It's called the Maximum Hope Foundation, and it's a wonderful charity, and it's a wonderful nonprofit foundation, and we actually help families who are dealing with children that are terminal that need a little help financially to get through.
Good
the
for you, man.
Stuff.
Yeah,
so,
let me tell you the cool thing about this place.
Yes, tell me how it works.
We not only let you cheat, we encourage that.
You encourage cheating.
Yes. All right, let me introduce your classmates. We're going to let you cheat off of. There's Kamani.
Kamani.
Taylor.
Taylor.
And Kevin.
Kevin. Yes. Yes.
All right, Brad, pick one of them. Let's go.
I'm going to go with Kamani.
Kamani, come on out here.
Kamani.
Brad, let me tell you, it's gonna work. You're gonna take a little test with us.
All right.
10 subjects, first grade through the fifth grade. You can answer them in any order you like. First grade questions are worth $500. Fifth grade questions are worth $5,000.
Oh, boy.
You get through this, I've got a bonus question.
A bonus question.
You could leave here today with $250,000.
Wow.
We need to find out, is Brad Garrett smarter than a fifth grader? All right, Kamani, what would you say if you had to help him with one?
Literature.
Literature, all the way at the top.
I'm going to go with fifth grade literature.
Fifth grade literature. All right, he's following your advice. The fifth grade literature question is this. What book by Harper Lee features the character Scout, Atticus, and Boo Radley? Hold on, let him write his answer.
Okay.
What book by Harper Lee features the character Scout, Atticus, and Boo Radley? All right. Kamani has locked in his answer.
I know this. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Boom. The correct answer is To Kill a Mockingbird. You got $5,000.
You had it too.
Yeah. He had your back. He could have saved you.
Okay.
Nine subjects up there. Which way would you like to go, Brad?
We're going to go with fourth grade anatomy.
Fourth grade anatomy. All right.
Anatomy.
Here it is, Brad. What organ in the human body removes waste from the blood and destroys old red blood cells? What organ in the human body removes waste from the blood and destroys old red blood cells? Kamani has locked in his answer.
The liver.
Boy, you took some time to think that one out, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of talks about that.
The liver.
Yeah.
Brad.
What, please?
The correct answer is the liver. You're right. Look at this. Look at this. You have $8,500 already for your charity.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I love that. I love it.
Eight subjects up there. Which one would you like next?
I'm gonna go with fourth grade grammar.
Fourth grade grammar.
Yep. Yep. All right.
The question is this. In the sentence, Brad Garrett, my classmate, is ludicrously tall. My classmate is classified as which? A positive, gerund, or participle? in the sentence, Brad Garrett, my classmate, is ludicrously tall. My classmate is classified as which? A positive, gerund, or participle? Kamani has locked in his answer.
Well, I'm not really sure. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with a peek.
You want a peek? You want to see what he wrote down?
And okay. Then I can decide.
Yeah, whether you want to go with it or not.
I'm going with a peek, please.
Going with a peek, please.
Always say please, kids.
Yes.
Always say please.
It's good manners. Take a look at the board. Kamani said a positive.
Whew, see, now this is what's tricky, because I was not going to guess that, but he is smarter than me, and we know that going in. So I'm going to go with Kamani.
Locking in. Yeah. And a positive further describes the noun.
Then we're good. Then we're good.
Better than good. We're great. You are right. We're on our way to $250,000. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Ooh. Brad Garrett is in the classroom. You are perfect. You're 3 for 3.
I'm excited.
How about that?
I'm excited.
All right. We got a little more work to do. $13,000 remains on the board. Taylor, come on up here. Seven subjects up there. If you had to help him with one, which one would you say?
I'd say fifth grade life science.
Fifth grade life science.
Would you really?
I would.
All right.
You want to go to the top of the board. All right.
Top of the board.
Fifth grade life science. A correct answer is worth $5,000. Here's the question. In cellular respiration, plants break down carbohydrates using what element? In cellular respiration, plants break down carbohydrates using what element? Taylor has locked in her answer.
Now see, I want it, now this is my answer. I want to say the gut buster, because that's what I use. You know, I love my carbs.
So you think the gut buster
is what
plants use to break down carbohydrates?
I think they're small gut busters, and plants aren't very strong. You know, they have a lot of photosynthesis, which is, I know isn't the answer. Photosynthesis was my nickname in high school, because I was constantly growing and being pollinated at the same time. How many of you are pollinated?
How many nicknames did you have in
high school? Oh, a lot.
Yes.
A lot. Well, I hear voices, Jeff. You know, I love to study people. And she wrote that down so quickly.
She did.
You know? And I'm just hoping she didn't write down, I like candy. I keep having the same dream.
Because you're thinking that may not be the right
answer.
Yeah,
I'm going to copy this, Taylor.
All right, let me tell you this, Brad.
Yeah.
Woo. Take a deep breath in. What did you just breathe in?
I don't know, but I'm enjoying it.
What did he just breathe in?
Oxygen.
They use oxygen to break down carbohydrates.
Oh, well, we all do. I should have known. That's why we exercise, right? Because, I'm an idiot.
So, if Taylor said oxygen, you've got $17,000.
That'd be a beautiful thing.
Brad.
Yes.
Take a look at this board.
Okay.
10-year-old Taylor said, oxygen!
Thank you. Oh, how amazing. This is exciting.
Isn't this exciting?
This is exciting.
Look at that. The fourth and fifth grade questions are gone.
Can I ask her what category?
Sure, ask her.
What category?
Well, you said you didn't like math, but I would say that one.
Yeah, you like math? Let's do it. Third grade math.
All right.
Third grade math.
All right. All right. You said you didn't like it, and then the pretty girl says she likes it, and now you like it.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Love that.
Here is the third grade math question. Kamani rolls a die numbered 1 through 6. What are the odds that he will roll an even number? I want to know why Kamani is playing craps on school time. No, I don't know.
I'm really not a gambler. What do you laugh? Okay, who laughed at me? Who laughed? I would like, do you have a principal? You should have a principal's office. I'm not going to be laughed at and ridiculed by the name of the show is not, have you been laughed at by a fifth grader? Okay. Well, I know that a die, can I talk about it out loud?
It's very interesting when you do.
Appreciate it. A die, which is singular for dice.
Yes.
Has six sides. It is a perfect cube, actually.
Pay attention, children.
Three of the numbers are even. 2, 4, and 6. So if 3 are even, what are the odds that he will roll an even number? 50%.
Kamani rolls a die numbered 1 through 6. What are the odds that he will roll an even number? 50%. Which way you want to go next?
Third grade world geography.
All right. Yeah. Now you're nervous.
I'm nervous. You know why? If it was for me, but when it comes to the charity, that's when I get nervous.
I understand. Trust me.
You know, right. I know you get it.
Here is the question. Part of the Atlantic Ocean, what sea contains the island of Jamaica? Part of the Atlantic Ocean.
What sea contains the island of Jamaica? Atlantic Ocean.
Brad.
What?
The answer is the Caribbean Sea.
Yeah, the Caribbean Sea.
So, Brad, you've given all the money back and left.
Come to Jamaica, man.
This fifth grader.
Come to Jamaica, baby. Come to La Nina La La.
Save me, Taylor.
Please save him. Take a look at the board. Taylor said. Kevin! Believe it or not, we still may be playing for a quarter of a million right after this. Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Brad Garrett and I are playing for charity tonight. Look at this. You're perfect so far.
This is exciting.
$22,000. Well, you're out of cheats that they have to stay over there in the classroom, but we're down to first and second grade question.
I'm going to have to go with...
Second
grade English.
Second grade English. The second grade English question worth $1,000 is this. What is the suffix of the word renewable?
Okay, well, the suffix, I believe, is at the end. I'm gonna have to go with A-B-L-E, able. I'm going with that, I just have to.
There are prefixes and suffixes.
Prefixes is early and before pre.
Pre is R-E. The suffix is A-B-L-E. You're absolutely right. You have $23,000. Which way would you like to go?
I'm going to go with first grade animal science.
First grade animal science. Here is the first grade question. True or false? Roosters can lay eggs.
Absolutely false.
You're absolutely right. Yes. Pick another subject.
First grade physical science.
All right, first grade physical science. To take you to an even 24,000. All right, here it is. All other things being equal, Which of the following weighs the most? A cup of ice, a cup of steam, or a cup of liquid water?
I think I have to go with C, a cup of liquid water. Right? No.
No.
Brad.
Can I?
You said C, a cup of liquid water, and that is the right answer. We might be playing for a quarter of a million. Don't go away. Here is today's extra credit question. What's the most visited museum in the world? Is it A, National Air and Space Museum, B, the Louvre, or C, the British Museum? Before the break, we asked, what's the most visited museum in the world? The answer is A, National Air and Space Museum. Brad Garrett is in the classroom playing for charity. You have $24,000.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Thank you.
We're down to the very last question. Second grade social studies.
Social studies.
The second grade social studies question is this. Colorado is nicknamed the Centennial State because it became a U.S. state in what year? Colorado is nicknamed the Centennial State because it became a U.S. state in what year?
Okay, why Centennial? I know it! I know it! 1876.
It's been such a nice evening. Had the dinner and the movie. Had a nice walk on the beach.
No.
Come back to the house. We get to the porch. And it's time for the big kiss or the handshake. And you throw out 1876.
Oh, please kiss me, Jeff. Oh, no! So, 25 grand could become a quarter of a million, but
yeah,
it could
the bonus
also...
question can multiply your winnings by 10. It could take it to a quarter of a million. But if you miss it, all that hard work is down the drain.
Can't do it. Can't go for it.
I understand.
That you have been so generous, and everyone on the show with this. This means the world to me, and I thank you for that. So I'm gonna stop.
You want to drop out?
I'm gonna drop
Say
out.
That. Dropping out. Now the subject
is good. Oh, good. Oh, man. Thank goodness.
Congratulations on a wonderful day in the classroom. All right, Brad, one last thing you need to do before you leave.
Hi. I'm Brad Garrett, and I may have won 3 Emmys, but I am definitely not smarter than a fifth grader.
Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.